Infowars.com/show.
And we are back. We're already here. Final segment of the War Room. I'm your guest host, Jason Burmes. We're going to finish up with this International Energy Agency suggestion list. No, this is the plan. Okay. Only it's way worse than they're presenting it. And then we're going to play Brandon Hall talking about his abuse as an 8-year-old child on the set of The Little Rascals. Okay. So going down the line here, you know, we talked about alternating private car use in large cities, crazy town. Car sharing. Okay, great. Listen, I'm all for you catching a ride with somebody if you can, but it's not necessary. And you know, there's a lot of those, whether they realize they're eugenicists or not, comedians like Bill Maher will say this, whatever gets traffic moving. I'm for whatever gets traffic moving. And they're usually referring to people killing themselves. You know what gets traffic moving? Efficiently made cities and roadways. One of the geniuses of Dwight D. Eisenhower bring us into the national highway system, right? And I would love to see, and I don't know if we're ever going to get a leader like this. I don't know, but somebody come in and actually want to revamp that structure for the betterment, not the command and control that they want with that, but for the betterment of us. I mean, the road, first of all, the idea to me, and maybe I'm kooky, that it's 2026 and we're still using concrete and not some other type of material that's better. Like there's nothing else out there in the past 75 years that we could use that maybe doesn't degrade as much, doesn't cause as many potholes. I'm not that smart. I would think that maybe we would have that by now. And I'd love, you know, I listened to this clip of Newsom admitting to the failure of the high-speed railway system. I've never understood, other than, again, command and control reasons and not wanting to empower humanity, why we couldn't have that system in the United States. What a game changer it would be if you could get from, say, New York to D.C. in like 20 or 30 minutes and not have to take a plane, right? Like that would, I mean, forget about like the vacation and the travel, but the commutes to work and that ability. Then you could sell people on mass transit if it was actually beneficial. But again and again and again, we see that these things are simply not made to be beneficial to anybody but the present, the predator class. Hasten adoption of electric and more efficient vehicles. Now, they've been trying to push the electric car forever. There's nothing electric about it, because at the end of the day, to create these batteries and create that electricity, you're still using the traditional means. Like, it's not all solar energy. In fact, it's in like a fraction of a fraction would be anything like solar or wind or hydro. No. It's the traditional stuff. It's a bait and switch. It's a scamboozle. Okay? Avoid business travel when alternatives exist. In other words, you're on Zoom meetings forever unless you're rich. And you know what's always really convenient about a Zoom meeting? It's digital, and it can obviously be hacked into and much more easily surveilled. Not that in your meetings, most people are not carrying their phones in or putting them in a Faraday cage bag, for sure. But kind of helpful, especially if you're trying to control large swaths of the populace. And then prefer high speed and night trains to planes where possible. And that's great. Again, I would agree with that, but they don't mean that. That's never come into practice, and we have to realize that. So now, without further ado, I'm going to play this clip of Brandon Hall, probably not even going to jump in, it's about 3 minutes long, of talking about the unspeakable abuse he endured as a child in Hollyweird and how none of the individuals that abused him, as far as he knows, were ever brought to justice and continued to abuse children.
And to just tell the truth. And the truth actually took some time for me to work out. So I grew up in Texas, normal kid. What very few people, nobody at the time certainly knew, was that my biological father had been sexually abusing me for a long time, for a few years. He eventually went to prison for those same crimes against someone else's kid. And I just went on with my life. And then Steven Spielberg was casting for a movie called Little Rascals. Some of you might have seen it. And as you know, I got the job. I had never auditioned for a movie before. I had a big open call. I grew up watching the original Our Gang, and I had a pretty good alfalfa impersonation, and I cut my rat's tail off. It was the early 90s. And I went in and got the job. So shortly after that day, a week, 2 weeks, I don't really know exactly how long, two men from that set began sexually abusing me. I thought a lot about that. I thought a lot about how these predators have some sort of sixth sense for vulnerable kids, right? Or predators of other kinds, you know, having a sixth sense for just vulnerable people. I remember feeling very angry. I still remember really being consciously aware of the fact that, at least how I perceived it at the time, 8 years old, that somebody wasn't protecting me. That I was supposed to be protected. And that went on. The abuse went on from, you know, movie to movie, from project to project for quite a few years after that. It's something that I've only spoken about with a handful. I've worked to reconstruct those memories. I have a deep fear of the wrong person ever being accused. And I don't have a clear enough memory from any of the events from my childhood to definitively.
So let's take some takeaways from that. Number one, I have great respect for him not only talking about it, but then saying, hey, I don't want to name somebody that wasn't involved. Because when you often get into these traumatic experiences, you know, he also talked about the abuse by his father. And who knows whether it was a sixth sense of these predators or maybe his father arranging it. You know, Demi Moore, in her autobiography, talked about an incident where she believed that her mother set up an individual to come over when she was 15 years old and abuse her. Okay? I mean, we often forget, outside of Hollywood, there are some sick puppies. And there are just people, unfortunately. I mean, you just showed you a lunatic that strangled a baby. You know, there are sick people out there that need to be dealt with. But you notice how he continued to be abused on other sets and that nothing was done. And obviously, if that were the case, it probably wasn't these same, you know, two individuals at the start, that by the end, it was only these two individuals. I think then he would probably have more of a clearer idea of exactly who they were. But in these cases of real trauma, yeah, you block it out. And quite frankly, just the way that he was speaking, I'm impressed with the way he's been able to maintain some kind of normalcy after that. It's something so horrific that I don't even like to think that it exists. And knowing that it exists, and it exists on a level where there is a certain level of person that you just can't apparently do anything about, right? And that's, again, going back to McGinnis and his horrible takes with McGregor. You know, Conor McGregor, hey, McGinnis is pushing him as a populist political figure. He's talked about being the prime minister of Ireland. This is a guy that was accused of breaking a model's arm in Ibiza. She's so scared for her life, she jumped off the boat, had to be rescued by Red Cross, and then dropped the charges after her car got firebombed. Forget about the 2018 incident, which he actually got convicted in a civil court for. And people acted like the woman was in it for the money. She tried so hard to get a criminal trial. She tried so over for years and years tried to get a criminal trial. And then they gave her that whitewash, which is disgusting. And, oh, she did it for the money, Jason. Yeah, I'm sure that's why right before the trial, home invaders came into her apartment and stabbed her boyfriend in the belly. I'm sure that's the case when she was offered $1 million. I think within a year of the incident, turned it down. Didn't get a fraction of that. I think she got like 200K or something like that, a little bit more. And I know it was under 300K. Crazy town. You don't promote a guy like that. In fact, Donnie T, if I'm talking to you personally, don't have him at the White House next St. Patrick's Day. It's a bad look. Don't have him at an inauguration. It's a bad look. The truth is the truth, folks. Okay? Stop compromising yourselves with narrative management and control. That's the last person that you want with any type of power. A person who's totally, we talked about gangsterism, totally and completely connected to the Kinahan Mafia family over in Ireland. Look who his sister's with. Look where he and Dee come up from. Again, baseline investigations. But you'll never see that go viral on X, will you, Musk? You know, going back to some posts over on X. Mike Lee, I'll be careful here on how I read this. Because, again, I plan on posting this on YouTube, and I totally get there's still narrative management there. In fact, I'm right now, I think for the next couple weeks, I didn't get a strike for it, but I got a warning because I dared to have Rick Hill come on, and he talked about his personal experience with cancer and vitamin B17. Okay, and I don't know if I have the book right here. I think actually it's right over there. But look up Rick Hill. He's a really interesting character and really great guy. Took that right off. Okay, so I'm going to be careful on what I read here. Countless Americans were forced to get the COVID-1984 hate and lies boop diddly oopens. Add a little bit there. In many cases, under threat of getting fired. Not only getting fired, man, some people were just like so willing to do it from like not being able to travel. Right. And, you know, it's funny. I saw David Cross, who's one of my favorite comedians. A lot of people wouldn't think that The Pride is Back is one of my favorites of all time. Just watched his recent comedy special. And look, I can disagree politically with people and still enjoy it. And I did enjoy that one thoroughly. But at one point, I just kind of when I hear it, you know, he talked about the shot and not I didn't take the shot and I didn't bow down to the man. Not about bowing down to the man, as I'm about to show you. The military is allowed to lie to you. And I don't believe the military or any entity that is allowed to lie to you, period, full stop. The Defense Department lies to you. So I don't just line up to take things from the Defense Department. And so Mike Lee then asks, how many Americans died from it? Why are we asking Americans, bro? This was global. And I get it. You know, you're an American senator and one of the better ones, by the way, Mike. Okay. But I mean, I want to just X this out. Sorry. I got distracted by the Johnny Nonsense propaganda of X trying to get me to give them money. We're done giving you money, X. We're done. And by the way, I've seen no deboost in my engagement today that I don't have the blue check mark. Shadow bans are real. So I said, hey, or maybe, Mr. Lee, a Defense Department driven injectable bioweapon should not have been made, let alone deployed, after a Defense Department-driven bioweapon was released and ceded to the global populace. Just a thought. And that's when I will talk about globalism. Because, yeah, that was the whole globe had to take part in that nonsense. All right, that just shows you across the board, our leaders, no matter where they are, don't really want to speak out to the truth. Because anybody to this day, and this was something I brought up with one of the dads, can go find out Moderna didn't have a product. Not a zippity zilch, nothing on the market prior to the nightmare. And that DARPA partnered with Moderna for the mRNA technology as a part of their military program, Adept and Protect. And they still have the actual press release on their official website from almost 16 years ago. And by the way, you can read here, it's a gene therapy. You can read about the grant as part of the Adept and Protect program. Okay? You see, I mean, let's just read the paragraph right here. This grant is part of DARPA program called Adept and Protect, autonomous diagnostic to enable prevention and therapeutic prophylactic options to environmental and contagious threats. Always need a terrible acronym, don't they? The goal is to develop a platform technology that can be deployed safely and rapidly to provide the U.S. population with near immediate protection against emerging infectious diseases and engineered biological weapons, even in cases when the pathogen or infectious agent is unknown. Boy, they love to spell it out to you right there. Engineered biological, just in case. But we're never behind that. And then on their own website, you can see who the strategic collaborators are. AstraZeneca. Oh, did AstraZeneca get the contracts too? Oh, Merck, look at that. Vertex, BARDA, which is the medical, DARPA, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as the Institute Pasteur and the Karolinska Institute. They're the out and out players still sitting there, right on Moderna's own website. Crazy town that no one's addressing this. But again, here we are. So now I want to wrap up with Artemis, okay? I think that that's a good place to end in these last 7 minutes. I'm actually right now trying to set up a broadcast with somebody that claims they can prove that Artemis just did what they're telling us is like a 660,000-mile trip via rocket technology. And who knows? Maybe they did. But color me skeptical. And this is where, you know, I'll just get a key. Like, I know there's a lot of talk of low IQ. Okay. And by the way, great bit with JP Sears, Alex. Loved it. Interviewed JP a couple years ago. Another interesting, funny guy. I'm glad he's having some success out there and still be able to maintain it because he's been shadow banned. I used to see his stuff all the time in my feeds, and I still try to watch his stuff. Nowhere in my feeds anymore. And that's across the board. That's the X feed. That's the YouTube feed. That's the Facebook feed. They're all of it. Okay. All of it's narrative management. So they'll all come in and be like, oh, you're a flat earther. And like, you know, it's the bot talking points and you're a moron. And for instance, one of them starts talking about big rockets. And then I point out, you know, the Saturn V and how it hasn't changed that much. I think it's like not even a 0.1% more powerful. In other words, less fuel capacity for what it does. The modern ones. So almost no change in the technology as ever. And they're like, oh, you're an idiot. You think it takes you all the way there. No, I know the corkscrew. I know it's supposed to travel around in low Earth orbit and then eject out with like this power injection. Guys, they're in a capsule after this. They're on giant rockets and in a capsule. The thing is like 330 square feet. Okay. Let's say that's what they are in. For literally like 600,000 miles of the travel up and around. Yeah, I'm skeptical. You know, I hear the people that tell me they can track it with a ham radio, and then I have other people saying, well, they're actually tracking it from a larger ham radio that's not commercially available. Obviously, there's no continuous satellite or camera system known, or telescope to a camera system that can just tape the I mean, it's 300 square feet, guys. It's very small. But, I mean, just think about the fact you got four people in this for 10 days. Now, I'm not saying that can't be done, because I think it can be pretty uncomfortable, though. And I absolutely think they were in space 100%. But when the International Space Station itself isn't even 300 miles in the air, in space, in orbit, if you will. And I think the Russians like went a little bit past that back in the day. I don't think they've ever even been 300 miles in space. And no other nation state has replicated it. Yeah, I'm skeptical. When your last Artemis mission, you sent Snoopy around the moon. I'm skeptical. You know, I watched a lot of the broadcasts. I watched the cringeworthy conversation that they had with Donnie T. And by the way, I am intrigued by this type of technology. I just don't think they're telling us the truth. Who knows? Maybe my mind will be changed in this upcoming debate, but I'm certainly not holding my breath in that regard. I was told there was never going to back to Biden economics. It looks like an awful lot like we did and then some. I like Brandon Weikert. And by the way, I put that afterwards because he's a big advocate of U.S. space travel, totally believes in the Apollo missions, the whole nine. I think he actually has a lot of excellent takes, and that is one of them. And then finally, let's see. You know, Owen put this out there. Alex Jones, Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, and Megyn Kelly need to do a panel in response to Trump's post. And I actually do believe this, because love them or hate them, and I've had my disagreements and still do with everybody. And that's okay. And then that's one of the things I love about Alex, is that he allows those disagreements. You know, it's a real thing. Trump's probably had those disagreements. He came out against them so hard is because they're all anti-war with large audiences, and they are pointing out inconvenient truths to a lot of his base. And whether or not he's going to admit that it's his base, look, without guys like me that were still just totally on the fence and still calling him out for certain things, you don't get elected in the fashion, especially with the election rigging and the machines and the mail-in ballots that we've done nothing about. Big problems. Get ready for midterm disaster. Just putting it out there. And by the way, I do think this as well, and this is actually, I'm warning you here, Donnie T, you're expendable to these people. If you didn't realize that during the campaign trail, during this last round, during those two assassination attempts, I don't know what to tell you. And I guarantee you, if something happens to you in that world, they are going to blame it on Iran and escalate. And how many people out there that have joined the everything Donnie T cult, because there's still some of them there, that are going to be rabid about it and want to escalate the war because of it, and you'll be sacrificed for it. I'm just saying, that's, if you don't think that's on the table to these people, especially if you're just a little bit too difficult now that you've gone along with it, not great, bro. Not great. You should have been full bore against it like you were on the campaign trail. Folks, that's pretty much going to wrap this one up. Please go check me out over on YouTube. I believe it's still the Info Warrior, Jason Bermas, B-E-R-M-A-S. Go watch all the documentary films for free. Many produced right here at Infowars.com. Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies on 9/11, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and Shade the Motion Picture for that global scale, a lot of the stuff that we talked about here and beyond. And remember, it is not about left or right. It's always about right and wrong. So go do the right thing and actually support a free speech platform like InfoWars, like Band.video. Get to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and support the info.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com for 50% off.